Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred. His voice is actually gone. He was on the radio the other night, and from what I understand, it was a fantastic show. It's a little late for me to stay up that long, so I didn't hear the show. I wish him the best of luck in recovering with his voice. And what I'm going to do tonight is to fill in for my friend, and we should have an interesting show. We're going to be discussing higher consciousness. Let me give out some phone numbers here so we can help you. Let's see here. Talk radio, 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510, and 1-530-413-4522. Again, let me just give out this 1-800 number, 1-888-815-9756. Tonight we were going to discuss higher consciousness. I think it's a wonderful way to discover more energy and to know where we're going with it all. And the one thing that I pride myself on is the necklace that I bought from Dr. Fred about 10 years ago, and actually maybe even longer, maybe 12 years ago. But the necklace that I have is a 18-karat gold necklace, and it has the platinum bridge and the diamonds and a big diamond in the center of it. And it really is a wonderful necklace. It really does. Actually, it really superflies everything, and I'm using the word superfly because it's such a wonderful word. It's really, really good in terms of reaching higher bounds of consciousness. It opens up the brain. It opens up the doorway for you to help you in terms of reaching the high quality of life that you're looking for. And this is called the nuclear receptor. It really works well, and it does a wonderful, wonderful job. I know that things have happened for me in a lot of different ways with the necklace. And but before we get too much into the necklace, what happened to me? I've been touched for some odd reason with the ability to open up to superconsciousness and to touch it quite frequently. And one of the things that I do with my clients, I'm a massage therapist, and I have a lot of fun with my clients. I've been doing massages for 18 years, and I'm actually reach a state of consciousness that allows me not to think anymore in terms of trying to find what I'm really looking for. What I'm looking for is already here. What happens is that we grow to a consciousness that really allows us to do what we need to do without thinking. In my younger years with energy, I was always thinking about it. Later on in my my studying of superconsciousness, which has been with a lot of wonderful people, the abilities that you can really attain are amazing. And it's just amazing what you can do. I've been having a lot of, as I say, a lot of fun with the necklaces. But before I got involved with the necklaces, I got involved with nature. And nature has been very, very good for me in terms of growth. And the trees, I've been able to see the eyes of trees in the last few years. I've seen the soul of the trees. And the soul looks just like us. The only thing is it doesn't have arms, but it looks just like us without arms. And the arms, of course, are the branches. And the way that I got to see that was I was looking outside, working on a client, and I would see the eyes actually looking back at me. It was really fantastic to see that. The soul is just a wonderful wonderful piece of the atmosphere that's outside that we can see. The science of it all is not science. It's just allowing yourself to be. The more we let go, the more we can see. So at some level in consciousness, you can actually let go I've been letting go for the last, I've been doing this for 30 years. I would think the last 15 or 18 years is when I'm starting to see a lot of mark of consciousness at levels that are pretty high. And I really like it. Matter of fact, I can tell some stories here, as a matter of fact. We were discussing water about maybe about 5-6 years ago with Dr. Fred, and what I learned is that water can be changed. The consciousness of the water is filled with love. We're filled with love. And the one thing that we can do, and which I've done many, many times with my clients, is to have a full glass of water. And what I do is put my hands about 4 feet away from the water. And in about 3 minutes' time, the first time I was doing this, the consciousness of the water actually changed. And it'll change for anybody. So if you surround your hands around water, which is really, really interesting, and allow that to work, in other words, allow yourself to think of love. If you need to think of love. And you'll actually feel the energy engross itself and open up to this high energy level, which, of course, is pure consciousness. And what happens is that when that happened for me, the aura that was around the water was about 4 feet from the glass, and the consciousness of the water actually rose, and it was sweeter, it tasted better, and people were changing. I mean, it was actually changing within their systems in a matter of a minute or two. They felt higher, they felt a higher vibration, they felt just tremendously better. So it's something that we can reach and attain. It's not hard to do. God didn't want to make things so hard that you couldn't understand what was happening. Everything is on a simple track. And the super sensitive can actually feel these things. And I suspect that the people can feel them, because I had other people do it in front of me, and they could actually feel the energy change just by allowing it to surround them and then drink the water. It's just absolutely fantastic. The other way of reaching this high level of consciousness is just to stand in front of the glass. You can stand about either a foot away or 4 feet away. And what you can do is actually make a connection between yourself and the water, and use it in a way that actually encircles the water and you. So you're taking in the water at a higher level of energy and actually changing the molecules of the water, the atomic structure of the water. And what you're doing is bringing in a tremendous amount of light, and you're surrounding yourself and the water together. So it really does work, and it's really wonderful to feel it. And so what you're doing is encircling love between yourself and the glass and the water. And when you drink that, it's unbelievably powerful. You'll get a much higher energy level. You'll be able to feel different, and things happen very, very quickly. So what I would do is if you just want to have some fun tonight, you can get yourself a glass of water, and I'll help you with this. Just fill a glass of water and put it in front of you, and I'll come over with the energy and change that water for you, or you can do it yourself. So what I'm going to do is focus in on everybody that's getting a glass of water. Good. But a lot of you are. What I'm going to do is send energy through that glass of water. I'm looking at the energy now. And here we go. Good. Good. What I'm doing is surrounding the energy with love and the water. Here we go. Now, if you want, just take a taste of that water. I think you'll feel the energy about 4 or 5 feet away. So in other words, the consciousness of the water has changed, and the aura around the glass is about 4 feet thick. So you'll be able to put your hands 4 feet away and feel the strength of the water on the glass. So if you want to do that for a second, and that's it, just surround it. Yes, there we go. And just feel that energy. It's amazing what you can do with the water. You can do it with anything. You can do it with a tree. You can do it with grass. You can do it with flowers. You can do it with basically anything. But let's stay with the water. That's the easiest done. So what we've done is expanded the water in the glass. So if you want to taste it, I think you'll find it quite different. It'll be pure. That's it. See how it tastes to you? Here you go. We can affect everything on the planet. We can affect the trees. We can affect the grass. We can affect the flowers. We can even affect each other by raising the value of the system that we have. It's not difficult to do, but your mind has to be clear. Your mind has to be pure thought. So in other words, what we're doing is learning how to let go and let all that wonderful energy just pass through us from heaven or the cosmos, whatever you want to call it, and just allow that just to be part of ourselves and part of nature. And that actually changes things very, very rapidly and can really, really, you know, just a beautiful job. So things can be done very quickly at a very high level, just using your own energy, just using your own yourself. And the adding of the necklaces, the projector and the nuclear receptor do help. But you need to get in touch with the love inside yourself. You need to get in touch with the heart. And you need to let that open up to its own energy. So the way to do that is very simple. I'm trying to explain this to everybody so you'll be able to understand. If you are sitting in a posture of meditation, or if you're not standing in a posture of meditation, let things happen automatically just by saying, I'm opening up my own heart. And the way we can do that is very, very simple. If you're sitting or if you're talking or if you just want to be quiet, you can actually tune into your heart. You can actually go right into your heart and see the energy, the live energy inside your heart. It's a beautiful white light. The more that we look in there, the more that we give in to the energy and allow things to be, the more you'll open up to a stream of light that's extremely bright. And that light is really, really strong in all of us. There's not a person on the planet, and I do mean this, there's not a person on the planet that can't be touched by this energy. When I had my own show, we would have people that were very ill, and I would tune in and open up their hearts within a matter of 30 or 40 seconds. And we were doing some fantastic work. And it's just wonderful to be able to help people, because that's what we're on the planet for. We're on the planet to open up the energies. We're on the planet to be kind and loving to everybody. And that's what we need to do. We need that very, very much. And so the wonderful part about it is it's really simple to do. Just really, really simple to do. There's nothing difficult about it. There's nothing hard about it. God did not want to make it tough. He didn't want to make it upsetting. He didn't want to make it so strong that, you know, you would have to know about the cosmos. And all we need to do is let go. God works through us through letting go. And what we can do is just trust that. A big word, T-R-U-S-T, trust. Allow yourself to be. Allow the energy to receive that you're receiving. Allow that to go through you. And the amazing part about it is if I'm working on somebody on a table, I open up the energies within my own self. and I allow it to go through me what is there. And what I'm told is that if heaven wants me to do five strokes of energy around the shoulders, that's what I'm told to do. If I'm, I need to do seven strokes on the shoulders, I do seven. Whatever it is that they tell me, that's what I do. Because the energies are so strong that once you make that connection and you open up to that kind of love, that's what you need to do. And that will actually open up to your inner soul, into your light, and will actually help you through everything that you're doing. So the energies from the necklaces, holy mackerel, I can't even tell you how powerful they are. But it's really amazing. I mean, it's an actual help for me. What happens is when I put on a necklace, the nuclear receptor, I see light that goes right through from the front of me to the back of me. And it clears everything out. So in other words, if you have something that's holding on, if you have somebody or something that is sending you energy that you don't like, all you have to do is put that necklace on. Don't even think about it. Put it on, and it'll just clear everything around you. It'll clear the energies that are in you. It'll clear the energies around you if you need that. But when you start dealing with the higher consciousness, when you start dealing with the heart, and you get these things opened up. I think it's just fabulous that the swirls that happen between the front of the necklace and your back are absolutely amazing. And I mean swirls, like swirls of pure light. It's swirls of delight. In other words, when you open yourself up even more, the energies itself will help you tremendously. And the more that you open up to this light, the less you need to know, which is the amazing part, because what you can do is when you start letting go more, that's when you really are starting to work with the energies. And the more you open up, the more energy that can flow through you, the less thinking you have to do, and the more power you'll have in terms of the energies that you're using. And the gold receptor I bought maybe about 8 years ago. I have had, before that, I had a silver receptor that I bought from Dr. Fred in Canada, and that's been years and years and years ago. I wore that necklace with a blue sapphire. That's for the heart, basically. And I wore that for 8 years before I bought my my gold receptor. And that helped me tremendously. When I first put that on, my ex-wife, we were doing a lot of work in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. And we were walking along the canal there. And I was watching a lot of black pouring out my back. And I called Dr. Fred, and I said, Fred, I only had the necklace for about 3 days. And what happened is that it was really a lot of fun because the black was pouring out of my back. I called Fred. I told him what I was saying, and he said, well, that's all the x-rays that you've had. It's just pouring out of your body. Then the next thing that I was seeing was the brain. Things were clearing out of the brain. So it's a fantastic tool to use. I mean, if it's used properly, which is just to put it on, clean it once a day, put it on, and you're in good shape. But you don't necessarily have to have the 18-karat gold one. You can wear a blue sapphire if you have heart issues, or there's a lot of different stones that you can use that would really, really help you. And so that's really good. They have stones like diamonds, which is high energy boost and confidence, and pineal glands and circulatory systems. Ruby and garnet are really good for high energy boost. Like the garnet is physical energy boost, digestion and balance, integration and regeneration. It's good for the adrenals, the liver, the kidney, the pituitary gland, spinal column, and blood. And it really does work. I mean, it does a beautiful job. And, of course, the new necklaces, they're just absolutely wonderful. I don't have one. One of these days I'd like to buy one, but right now I just don't have it. But the necklaces are really beautiful. He has, they're called the professional receptors, and the negotiator is one, two, three, four, five, six, different levels of energy that go around the necklace. So in other words, you can wear a blue sapphire and diamonds. So the diamonds would be on the inside. The blue sapphire is the big stone on the outside. So the levels of energy that are in these necklaces that you can really use, and there's so many specific things that you can heal with. I mean, I don't have one, but I've tuned into them, and they're very clearing. Not only are they clearing, but I've noticed big changes in terms of energy, in terms of being cleared. In other words, if you're sitting and you put on one of these necklaces, I don't have one, but I've used it in terms of connecting to it. It just centers you in a matter of seconds. It's a tremendous tool, and it really, really does work. One of my favorite tools is the Paradyne holographic standalone projector. There's so much different things that happen for that. I see light. I have four of them. I have four of them in the room, and what I see is I can actually see at the end of each pyramid on the standalones that the light is actually coming off the projector, and it's tremendous. In the center of the room, I see a ball of light that continues to work all the time. And what's interesting about it is that I'm able to see the light going over the table. It's about 6 or 7 inches in diameter, but it's extremely strong. So what we're doing all the time is projecting this energy in the room. Whatever you want, you can receive, and it really does work. I mean, it's just a wonderful tool. I don't ask for money for myself. I don't ask for things of that nature. What I do is ask for wonderfulness, for love from my clients, and they can actually feel that going through the body. So when I'm using those, you can actually see the diamonds, or not diamonds, but the stones actually firing up. So the more that you use love around the projectors, the more love that you're producing and the more love that you're giving to the client, which is really important to do, because if we want to connect to the higher consciousness levels, I've taken them off the wall and given them to clients just to have one and to use it. So I'm always constantly taking them off the wall, say, well, why don't you use this, see how it works here. And they love it. So things happen for them. And the amazing part about it is that they're fun. They're fun to use. The holographic projectors are extremely powerful. I think Fred has one on his desk, if I remember correctly, and he tunes into that all the time, as I tune into the four on my wall. So whatever you want, you can receive. Again, I only ask for my clients. I don't ask for myself. I really should, because sometimes I could use some medical help. But in terms of, pancreas and stuff like that. But the best thing that I found is just to let go. If you can, if you want to call me on the radio, I'll explain to you how to let go, and it's really, really a lot of fun. But let me give you that number. It's 1-888-815-9756. If you want to contact Dr. Bell on Monday or tomorrow or whatever the case may be to talk to his help, call 1-800-729-2603, and they're more than happy to help you. I can see the energies, but of course they know the prices and they know different things of what they want to tell you. And it's just wonderful connecting to this stuff and really using it the best way you can. I think what we need to discuss is, how do you get in touch with all the love that you need? And what we do is, if we sit and meditate, meditation is a wonderful way of being. It just slows everything down, gets your mind clear, gets you balanced, gets your poise, gets everything in alignment. But the most powerful, wonderful thing about meditation is the love that you receive. It's so honest and so sincere, and you want to stay plugged into the heart. And the way you want to do that is by taking your consciousness and bringing it down to the heart from the top of the head and through the third eye. You just want to bring that down into the heart. Go into the heart through the back of the heart. And just allow yourself to bathe in all that energy. So what you're doing is opening up that wonderful energy and allowing it to be. And what we're talking about being is just allowing it to be with us, to be able to use it in the way that you want to use it. But it's basically, it's God's use. So in other words, if you let it go, the more you let go, the more that your energy will you know, just open up to more of God's love and God's energy. So things do happen. I mean, it's just a fabulous way of doing that, and it really does work. I've connected to my gut. I've connected to my intestines. I've looked at my front toes. I mean, it's so wonderful. I mean, you could see things that are really, really amazing. When I got my projector, I was actually on the phone with Fred, and I was looking out from my toes, looking out into the universe of in front of my toes. But the amazing thing was is that I was going through the projector, which is made of platinum, and that's one of the hardest metals we know, and I was through there in a matter of seconds, maybe a millisecond, and I was looking out the front of the platinum projector and using it in ways that I never thought possible, which I was opening up more to the energies and being able to use that at a higher level than I've ever used before. So you can really, really do a lot of good work. Even if you're wearing a silver projector, you can do the same thing, or you can do it with a gold projector. But it's amazing the amount of power that we have once we allow ourselves to be. And that's the beautiful part about it, because you become very honest, you become more you. You become who you really are. And it's really, really wonderful to do. One of the sayings that I got from heaven was, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And I've given that saying away 1,000 times on my radio show or on Fred's show, and it really does work. I mean, if you can just get in touch with that love that's inside of you and tune into it and just let it go all over your body, let it just free you from all your troubles and all the magnificence that you have in your body, and allow that to circulate and really, really do what it needs to do. It's just absolutely fabulous. You'll start feeling your DNA changing. You'll feel your RNA changing. You'll feel the DNA. I've seen so many times with people that have problems. It's really amazing to see, and some of the DNA is a little darker than others, and it's easy enough for me to clear just by letting go, and you can actually see the DNA clear in terms of colors. Now, did I get that from the necklace? I think the necklace helped. I think the necklace is a tremendous tool, and so it really does work for me. Again, the more you clear, the more you can see. It's really amazing. It works in reverse, actually. The more you see, the more you can clear. So it allows you to be. It allows you to feel who you are. You get in touch with your primal self. You get in touch with the energies that are real for you. And it's just a wonderful way of being. I think also, if you want to know about the equipment that I have in my room, the flamethrowers are absolutely amazing. That leads to much, much higher consciousness levels. The projector that I wear, is quite amazing. And the projectors on the wall, they're really amazing. The first day that I had my projectors on the wall, the Andromedans came into the room and were with me for about 3-4 hours. And they're very tall, very beautiful people, and they still continue to come in. The projectors that are on the wall, it's absolutely amazing what you can do. So the more you let go with these beautiful necklaces and the projectors, and it's just really amazing. I have a client of mine who comes into my room, and she just a wonderful human being. And she, when she gets on my table and we start talking, she feels the energy from my master crystal. And I've got a master crystal under my table that weighs probably about, I think, either 60 or 80 pounds. I clean it once in a while, and it's pretty heavy, but it really needs to be cleaned. And so I wash it away and takes all the negativity away, and then it's ready to go again. But I think it takes about a year before I have to clean it, so that's really amazing. But it's a lot of fun to use, and the projectors are just tremendous tools in terms of using the energy. So everything jibes with everything else in the room. And what I mean is everything is in alignment in the room. It's not like something that shouldn't be in alignment, but everything aligns with everything else. So what I'm saying is that the projector aligns with the master crystal, it aligns with the flamethrower, it aligns with the projector that I wear around my neck, and people feel these energies that are so powerful in the room. Some of them don't even want to leave. I mean, you know, it's just so beautiful in the room. It's just, it works that way. So the more that I use these tools, the more I become fascinated with them. I've had them for quite a while now. The flamethrowers are the newest things that I have. I've got two of them. I have a black one and a white one. I think I'm the only one with a white one, I think. But the energies are just fascinating. And the people that I meet with them are just amazing. The Andromedans are very, very sweet. They're very sweet people. They're helping us all the time. And their ships are around all the time. They are cloaked, but the ships are around all the time. So I can understand where Dr. Fred is coming from with the ships. I mean, for me, it's not hard to uncloak them and see them, and they're all over the place. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. And I think Dr. Fred, if I remember correctly, he has a tape that the Palladians gave him, and it has the Palladian ship that's actually humming, and the hum itself can actually ground you and just make everything very clear for you. And so it's an amazing tool to use, these wonderful tapes that he uses. And it really does work. I mean, some of the things he comes up with are just so far out, but they really work. And it's just absolutely fabulous. The I'd like to get, eventually, somewhere along the way, maybe a platinum negotiator, but that's going to be a little while before I can get that one. But they are really, really beautiful, and they really, really work. It's the Negotiator series is that's a professional line. It's for people that do work that really, really are serious about growth. And the projector itself, everything that I use actually works. Once you start getting involved with this higher enlightened type of energy, it's so beautiful to see because it gives you a different feeling of who you are. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that everything turns to love. Everything is used for the highest and best good of yourself. And that, of course, turns to the highest and best use for anybody that is with you. So you can do that because everything, I guess the only way I can tell you is if you believe in holiness, which I do, I think that everything becomes holy when you even touch it, when you're wearing it, when the energies are higher and you're really tuned into it and you're clear and you're concise and you have this wonderful energy that is so clear, again, concise and grounded. So the grounding is really amazing when you think of the power of these tools that he's selling. So they're really good in terms of that. And the energies that we're using are just fabulous. I mean, you can do anything you want with your energy. You can help people anytime you want. So it's fun. It's fun to use this kind of love and to know that it really, really works. It's just absolutely fantastic, and I think it's wonderful. But the best thing for me is the opening and to listen to God. And he talks to me all the time. I presume he talks to a lot of people all the time. And nothing has ever been spoken that was out of line or out of reason. I remember one time I was talking and I was listening to this voice, and this voice would come down. And again, how many strokes, how many different areas I need to touch in terms of the back, in terms of the legs. Whatever it is I'm told to do, that's what I do. So in other words, if I'm told to do 3 strokes on the legs, that's what I do. I don't do 4, 5, or 2. I do 3. And I was talking to this voice, the voice of love, and I said, "Why are you giving me all this? Why is everything happening for me?" And this sweet voice just came back to me and said, "Because you listen." So everything that I attain is because I listen. I listen to this voice. I don't overstep my bounds with it. What I do is I'm listening to the voice of reason. I'm listening to the voice of love and compassion and harmony. It's so important that we open up and we start dealing more with compassion and start dealing more with the love that we have inside of us, and to be able to help each other. It's so wonderful. And so I commend Dr. Bell for everything he's doing. He's a very compassionate human being, and he really gets in touch with these energies. How he does it, don't know. All I know is he does it. And that's the way that I look at it. It's just really a lot of fun to be there with him. The energies themselves, just allow them to flow through you. Open up your hands. Feel the light going through your hands. People that are advanced or people that can see the energies through the hands, you have chakras in your hands, and those chakras actually swing open and shut, and you can actually take your chakra levels up. You can take every chakra in the body and turn it up. Not necessary to do, but you can do that and have some fun with it. If you want to know how to do that, I can, you know, give me a call and I'll talk to you about it. But the energies that you're receiving and opening up to tonight are just fabulous. The water that you're drinking, please surround the glass with energy, surround it with love, and surround it with compassion. And just drink that water down. You'll see a big... The water is not going to be bitter. The water will be sweeter. The energies will be sweeter. Everything that you're doing is there to raise your consciousness, and it's so important to do. So please try these wonderful techniques that I'm giving you. If you want to feel the energies around somebody, open up your hands. Just allow the energy to come down from heaven, and you'll see somebody's heart open up. You'll see the pancreas, the liver, the gut. Anything that they have wrong will go into that area. It's not hard to do. All we need to do is to believe that we can do it, and we can. There's nothing difficult about it. All we need to do is be fabulous. Please, whatever you do, don't look into people's eyes with your own eyes. Look through heaven's eyes. That's the way that God is. He looks through us with heaven's eyes. We need to do that with ourselves. And what I'm talking about is that when you're in a higher state of consciousness, you'll feel all this love inside of you. Just allow it to be. Allow it to go through the other person's body. You don't even have to look. Just open up your hands and allow that energy just to flow through you, and it'll flow right into the other person. We have the ability to do that. It's not hard to do. I remember about 25 years ago, I was reading a book. I don't need to give the person's name, but what happened for me is that I was told to go through my heart, and I went out the other side of my heart. In other words, I went through the front, out the back, and was out in the universe for 8 years. And I was able to do all my work. I was able to do everything that I ever wanted to do and be outside into the universe for the better part of man. And that's what I did for 8 years. So in other words, everything I was doing with my energies was still there. I was thinking very clearly. I was grounded. I didn't lose the image of heaven. And I was shown so much out into the universe, which is really heavy and where we're going in terms of love. So I remember what I had said before about Superfly is that I remember the music, and it was really cool. And so I'm just discussing that, you know, we could all be a Superfly. We could all be in love. We could all be happy within ourselves. And just to live and to be normal and to be holy, and that's what we need to do. The idea of it is to just be you. That's all we need to do is just be you. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I start reading the Torah sometimes. Torah is the 5 books of Moses, and I'll read for a couple hours. And I see some amazing things within a couple hours reading the Torah. So, and it's all different. It's all beautiful. But it's fun to be out there. It's fun to know that there's so much energy that you can get involved with. I think the power of the nuclear receptor and the power of the professional series will help you tremendously in opening up the abilities that you want to get in touch with. It's freeing. It's very, very freeing. And it's really a lot of fun to do. And I mention the word fun because I look at it as fun. I never take anything too serious in terms of energy. I take my energy seriously, but I don't use it in such a serious force. I use it with fun. It makes it a lot lighter and puts everything into perspective for me. It's wonderful talking to you guys tonight. I don't know if I mentioned the flamethrowers, but that was really a good thing for me to get involved with. There was a young woman out in California who had a flamethrower, and she had it over her fireplace in Laguna Beach, and it was not in the right place in the house, and I told her where to put it. So I'm pretty well sure she did that from years ago, and it's very, very powerful. The flamethrower itself, it looks like a big cross. I don't know if there's one here. Let's see here. I think on his, yeah, here it is. It's quite interesting. A lot of fun to use. But the Master Crystal is also very, very compassionate. It will help clear you, even if you want to use it in terms of clearing yourself. It's just beautiful. I had a little doggy was in last week, and he came from, I think it was Kansas City or something like that, and a friend of mine had purchased him. And I guess he had a pretty rough life. And what he did was he came into the room while I was working on my friend, and the doggy went right underneath the table and put its nose right into the crystal. In other words, it was laying down and really, really enjoying the crystal. And it started to clear him. It actually started to clear him. The way we knew that is because he had an accident in the room. And I'm not too much worried about that, but the energies actually cleared him very quickly of his issues. And of course, I invited him back, and I don't think that'll happen again. But the amazing part of it is that it cleared him. It actually cleared the little doggy. I mean, he was just a beautiful little guy, and it's amazing what happens when you get near these tools. And that's where he was. He was right underneath the table with this master crystal. So you can do all kinds of wonderful things. It's just so much fun to do. And that's the way it is. But I just hope that Dr. Fred's going to be okay. He lost his voice, so I just hope he's going to be fine. I guess he'll be talking about a show next week. I'll be with him. And but, you know, the information that he has, like the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, the new books that are out, are just absolutely fabulous to read. And if you look on his Ustream, on the Paradigm, you could actually see everything firing in his room that he has. On Laguna Beach, I presume he's moved everything over from Laguna Beach, or maybe he hasn't. But when I was there, he had, I don't know how many master crystals, maybe 50, maybe 60. Plus, he had all these gorgeous crystals. Everything was lit up in this wonderful room, and people were just bouncing off the walls in terms of energy. So I think he does a show once in a while, I think, in Laguna Beach or at his new house. But it's fabulous to see. So I would definitely call him if he has a show that he wants to do and show his equipment, because it's just beautiful. I've seen it work myself, so it's not something that I'm telling you that I haven't seen. I have seen it, and it's absolutely fabulous. So it's just a lot of fun to use, and so that's really wonderful. This has been a wonderful evening for me. I'm glad that I could fill in for my friend, and hope that he's doing well. I just want to say hello to Wesley. I'll be there, buddy. I just need some time to get out of this ice-cold weather this morning. It was, I think it was like 6 degrees out. Hello?
Hello, Steve. Hey, how are you? It's Chester.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good to hear you doing the show tonight.
Thank you.
I just had a simple question. I was listening to you, and you're talking about the equipment. I just wanted to make sure that my standalones were set up correctly. Could have my room set up with 3 standalones, and I don't know how to put them up. I mean, I've had 2 before, and I got an extra one, and I just want to make sure that they're all 3 placed. Okay.
Yeah. You've got 3 now?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. No, the energy's too low. We need to change it again.
Okay.
Let's see. There's one near a bookcase. We need
there's,
to move that.
Yeah, there's 2 that are kind of close to a bookcase. There's the one that's slightly closer to it. It's on the same wall as that one.
Right.
Or the one to the right of the bookcase, or okay, to the left of the bookcase.
What we need to do is, are you near it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to do the left side. If you're standing at the bookcase,
huh?
And you, the one on the left-hand side?
Okay.
Do me a favor. Raise the projector up a half inch. It's facing down too much.
Okay.
I do it slowly so I can tell you when to stop. That's it. Yes, good. Okay, stop there.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to the one at the right.
Okay. Let me put something up here to keep it up in that level. We're all having a discussion on the Ustream.
I'm not on Ustream. I don't know why, but I'm not on it. Usually when I'm connected
to people,
they're
all having a discussion.
Huh?
Okay, I moved that one. Now I'm to the one to the right of it. To my right.
To the left of it. You're over at the right-hand side. Okay. Raise that up about a quarter of an inch, just very slowly. Yes. Good. That's it. Now go to the back. It seems like the other one's between the two of them. Go to the back.
You mean to the other one?
Yes, to the one. You have three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to the back of the room where it's at. Are you there?
Not yet.
Okay. Can you feel the energy in your temples yet?
In my temples?
Yes.
I do feel something. Okay, now that you mention it.
All right. I need you to move that one up a little bit until I tell you to stop.
Okay.
In other words, what we're doing is we're raising Atsit. Raise it up. Right there. Right there. That's fine.
Okay.
Wow. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to leave the room.
Okay.
Okay, leave the room.
Give me a second. Let me put the book up here so I can set it up. Hold on.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay.
Now, you're out of the room?
Yes.
It feels like you're out of the room. Okay, now give it a minute. Okay. Just give it about another 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Okay, walk back in. Let's see how that energy feels in there now.
Yeah, I think it does feel different.
Oh, it's a lot higher. The energy is extremely high. That's what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Great. I have a simple question about the projectors, if you know, if you can help me.
Sure.
I'm thinking about getting, not yet, but in the future, an Ankh with a zircon.
You can do that, sure.
But the legs, I was wondering if I could get if it's okay to get that with different stones, a different color stone besides.
Well, you can. You're talking about the negotiator?
No, there's the Ankh.
Oh, the Ankh. Hold on. Let me go down to the Ankh. Yes, I could see that. I'm seeing red in the small stones, and. Yeah, it would be probably a diamond at that particular point.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Wait. Something happened to the phone.
Yeah, that was somebody else picking up trying to dial out.
Oh, okay.
But
so
yeah,
that's what you need to do. Just leave your projector alone now, because what that's going to do, it takes you to a different level of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly suggest, do you meditate?
A little bit. I do meditate. I try to meditate at least once or twice a week.
I would meditate once a day.
Okay.
For about 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, whatever is comfortable for you. Get used to this energy level. The energy level's high. Just get used to it. Okay? It's going to take a little while, but get used to it. It'll be a lot of fun for you.
Should I move the projectors up or down? I mean, like, should I angle them a certain way to the right or left or up or down?
I would leave them alone.
Okay.
I would definitely leave them alone. Now, when you're in your room, the projector is facing you. Is that correct?
I have one in front of me, one to my right, and one to my left.
No, I understand that. but your projectors are all facing frontwards. Is that correct?
They're all facing the center of the room.
That's correct. Okay. What I was talking about moving the projector is moving the top of the projector back. In other words, it's going back. So the bottom part of the projector is up a little bit, and the bottom part of the projector is back. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
No, no.
Okay. You have in the projector, you have the body of the projector. It's 9 inches long or so. What I was talking about, whatever you did it right. The projector should be leaning up instead of down. I think you had it pretty flat. I think one was actually down. So whatever you did, it's really good.
Okay. So they're just pointing in towards the center. They're not angled up or down or anything, just flat up against the wall.
We need them angled up a little bit. Because whatever you did, you opened up the room tremendously. As a matter of fact, you now have...
So you're saying that the
light
dimension
is going right out of the house, huh?
Up a little bit?
No, I think I would leave it alone right now.
Okay.
Because what's happening is that the light, you're creating a vortex already in the house and outside. It's already 10 miles high.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it doesn't take much.
Okay. And in that vortex, I just meditate in that vortex?
Meditate in the center of the room.
Okay.
And bring in a chair, you know, sit on the floor, go to sleep in there, whatever you want to do.
How wide is the vortex? I'm just curious.
It's 3 miles right now.
3 miles wide?
3 miles wide, that's correct.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Glad. Just give me a call. I need to go. I'm really behind schedule.
Okay. Yeah. I know your time is up.
Okay.
Anyway,
take care
very much.
Thank you.
All right. You too.
Let's give you the phone number for Dr. Fred, 1-800-729-2603. And my number is 585-746-8321. And I'm more than happy to help you with anything. So give us both a call. Bye-bye.